Good morning, I'm Leslie Thatcher. Well, the Park City Singers looking for some recruits. In the studio to tell us what's involved, I have singer Renee Mox Hall along with the Singers musical director, Joe Demers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, so this is about the time of year that you start rehearsing for your upcoming holiday concerts, Renee?
That's correct, yes. Our rehearsals will begin September 11th, and they are every Tuesday night. Through December until our concerts, which are December 9th and 14th.
All right. And the rehearsals take place where at Community Church? Is that
That's correct. Church, yeah. Yes. Which is, for those not quite so familiar with the churches, Community Church is the one that's more or less right behind Park City Nursery on 224.
Okay. And that happens Tuesday evening. What time?
7 o'clock.
7 to 9. Is that basically?
That's correct.
All right. How good of a singer do you have to be to join you?
We welcome everyone. It is a non-audition choir. To my knowledge, the only non-audition community choir in the community. I'm not aware of any others, and we have been in existence nearly 25 years now. So, Joe, will, if you have little or absolutely no musical knowledge, Joe can bring you up to speed with the rest of us. Additionally, I think having some other choir members who have sung before, possibly many, many years, they more or less help to train the new singers just by their presence. It's not as though they're going to instruct, but simply by being there as a strong singer next to a weaker singer, it boosts everyone. As they say, a high tide floats all ships.
Yeah. Any particular, I mean, what if we got four voices, right? Alto, soprano.
Yeah, most of our pieces are SATB.
What does that mean?
Soprano, alto, tenor, and bass.
Any particular singers that you need of one of those?
No, everybody sings all parts. We have some pieces that are just baritone, so it's just all the men singing one part rather than tenor and bass. There are some what we call obligatos, where there's maybe a soprano additional melody above the regular soprano section that sings another melody above that. But most of it is all choral. And as Renee said, I work to place everybody in with purpose, so that we do have some singers that are not as experienced next to those that are very experienced, so they all feel comfortable.
I would like to add, yes, we do have a particular section that we would love to have more singers, the men.
That would be the men.
Yes. Yep. Tenors and baritones would be oh so welcome. So any male singers, we would certainly love to recruit them. To that effort, I should also mention that we've reached out to both South Summit High School and Park City High School, and would very much welcome some mature high school students. And we are actually offering some sponsorships to the choir. To these young students, if they would like to join, they only have to pay a deposit for the music of $45, which would then be returned to them at the end of the season. So we certainly would love to see some young singers, and we do have some singers that have joined us from the high schools. So we would welcome more.
Okay. Is that basically the cost then for anybody, about $45?
That's correct.
Yeah, just to pay for the music.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they turn that in at the end of the season. And if they're a student, then they will get that refund back.
Wonderful. So do you have the program set for
It's not set as far as order, but some of the pieces that we are doing, we're doing Foom Foom Foom. We do Mary Did You Know, A Christmas Day Gloria, which is a really nice classical piece that kind of gets everybody in the spirit. And then we have some secular pieces like Frosty the Snowman, I'll Be Home for Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And it's geared this year, I think, to include some traditional carol singing with the assembly or those people that attend the concert, so that they can be a part of it as well.
All right. Who's your pianist?
Tanya Taylor. And she's been with us, on many fronts over the years.
2 or 3 years,
yep. And she's phenomenal.
Okay. You've got a welcome barbecue happening Sunday. Tell me about that.
That is at my house. And if they would like an invitation, they can email me or better, what would be easier, undoubtedly, would be to visit our Facebook or our website. And Facebook is simply Facebook, ParkCitySingers.com or whatever it is. And the website is www.parkcitysingers.org. And at that website, we actually have an online membership form that you can fill out, as well as a PayPal button. So you can pay right there. And it's very easy. I did it myself and found it to be very, very straightforward. And it makes it very easy to join the choir. And the information is all there as well at our website.
Yeah. Busy community. I mean, do they need to make sure that they're there every Tuesday?
We encourage that. And, of course, some things come up. There are some people that do travel through the fall. But we encourage them to only miss one or two rehearsals through the season.
All right. Otherwise, their mouth's closed, right?
Exactly.
Faking it. Yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to tell us?
The one thing I need to add is I do need to recognize Arts and Parks for the RAP Tax grant that we received and for the community support of RAP Tax. And I believe that those are the subjects that I have on my list to cover.
Again, mark your dates. Again, the concerts this year, December 9th and 14th.
That's correct.
What, St. Luke's and St. Mary's? Is that what you
No, actually, they're both going to be at Community Church this year.
Okay. All right. Hey, Joe and Renee, thanks for your time this morning.
Great.
Thank you, Leslie.
KPCW News Time now, 8:57. This is the Local News Hour on KPCW.